I'm walking back and forth. You just hear, like, me going back.
Bang, crash.
Bang, bang.
It's like that Mortimer book. Bang, bang, rattle, clang, clang, go to make my noise all day. Brady loves that book.
All right.
You know why?
Why?
Because, like, you rattle, bing, bang in it. And then when I read it to him, I'm like, be quiet.
He probably
and he's
that.
Like, be quiet, Mortimer.
I believe that.
He's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
Okay, let's start.
Windermere
Nights. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Windermere Nights. It's just me, Evan, and my amazing, super, hyper-intelligent fiance, the lovely Mel.
Mm-hmm.
She's just glowing, just like always.
I don't think glowing is the word.
Well,
half asleep.
She's got...
That's probably more accurate.
She's got this vibrant energy. I can't put your finger on it, but...
Vibrant energy. That was me all, like, after work. It's like... The first night I didn't have to do something or talk to anybody or do like literally anything. The kids didn't have anything going on.
Well, Belle, she's in everything except for ninjutsu or some crap like that.
You clipped again.
Oh man, I just can't get away from it. I think we're going to go get some new pop screens when we get a chance.
I told you we needed our pop screens.
I know.
You were like, no, we don't need pop screens. What do we need pop screens for?
Well, I'm just like, what are we, Christina Aguilera? Well, apparently we're Christina Aguilera.
No, you're Christina Aguilera.
I'm thinking
Do you have to get rid of the red?
Well, yeah, if I want to go and fix the button or fix the red dot, I got to go and click it. But
like, what happens if you don't?
It'll just sit there, but it's not going to do anything else.
Oh, okay.
It just lets us know when we got too loud. It happens.
Oh, man, you get too loud all the time.
Well, I'm trying to manage my volume right now. So
That's what we should do when we fight.
What?
Manage our volumes.
What, just like go in front of a PFL meter or whatever those things are called? I got one, actually. I got one of those things.
Yeah, like, yeah. So when we're having an argument,
be
right?
Like, okay, bitch, like, okay. 95 dBs, go. And you just, like, rant and rave and go psycho and then...
Wait, who's ranting and raving and going psycho? What fight are you having?
Well, I'm just saying it would be an interesting, like...
What fight are you in?
I don't know.
Who's ranting and raging and going psycho?
That's fair. We don't have psycho fights. But, like, if we were, that'd be an interesting challenge. Is like the 95 dB challenge where you just hold the volume meter in front of your... conversation and you just wait for somebody to go over the level and be like, ha, you went over the level. And it's like you'd have to have some kind of thing happen though, like, you know,
I'd be so obnoxious about it.
Oh yeah
100%.
Like
if we were in a fight and I had like one of those things, I'd be like, put it right up to your mouth and be like, okay, fight me now.
You know what we need? That taser that my buddy Steve had.
Wait,
remember?
Yeah, no, I know he has a taser, but okay, first of all, you tased yourself.
Okay,
like an
we don't
idiot.
Have to get back into that.
But why do we need a taser? Who are we using this taser on?
Well, if you go over the level,
you get tased.
You get tased by the other person with a light tase. What do you think? That'd be interesting. That's
I'm
a reason to...
I'm pretty sure. No. I'm not pretty sure. I am 100% sure that is, one, very illegal, and two, defined as, torture.
What a great story. Be like, oh, she only went over 95 dBs once. It'd be terrible. But you know me.
What a great story.
I get super loud. I'd probably get stunned all night long. And... You get stunned, you're going to go, ah, and you're going to end up getting stunned again. Just imagine getting stunned and you're
Wait, but when you have... Okay, I can't even believe I'm entertaining this idea.
That would be the coolest thing. That's like the new Russian roulette.
No.
Fighting with a volume meter in front of you and making sure you can't go over the volume of a certain level.
No.
That's going to be the best thing in the world.
No.
You should try it.
No, we're not trying it because, man. You know,
we don't have a taser though. We'd have to come up with something else.
Okay, just so you know, we're never getting a taser.
Okay, well,
no,
we don't have to do a taser. Like, I could get one of those ab buster things that are electric that you put on your abs, and we could say that, like, you know.
You know what I would love for you to do?
What?
I would love for you to do labor pain.
Labor pain?
Yeah. So, like, they have these machines that...
I've heard, like, the torture machines, electronic torture machines.
How's that any worse than tasering yourself? Or, well, being tasered in the middle of a fight?
I would rather get tased in the leg than...
Oh, ladies... Just so you know, from a male perspective, they'd rather get tased than go through labor.
Well, yeah, because that's just one little jab with a stun gun.
But labor or getting kicked in the nuts?
Probably getting kicked in the nuts.
Really?
Because that's one swift kick in the nuts. It's not just like ongoing. It's not like a kick in the nuts where the pain is goes on forever, you know?
Oh, I know. God, I know. But you know why I always thought maybe getting kicked in the nuts was worse?
Why?
Because after you get kicked in the nuts, nobody's like, you know, I know it was kind of painful, but there's drugs and we should try this again.
Yeah, no, that's not a thing.
Cecile doesn't think so either.
Yeah. She's just pissed because we had to close that room up. She's like, why are you guys letting me?
Why don't you just come lay down and sleep, Cecile? Podcast kitty? You're our mascot.
Come sit down. Just
be quiet.
Yeah, try to be quiet if you can. And just listen.
Okay. So you had something really exciting happening.
Yeah, well, I did.
Are you going to tell them? Am I going to tell?
You can tell them.
Evan got a new job that he doesn't hate.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that was, that was how many years in the making?
Oh,
10 years in the making?
Yeah, I got to Edmonton and...
Oh my God, you're not going to give us the entire history, are you?
I'm just saying, I got to Edmonton thinking I was going to continue my DJ career. And it turns out that I was moving just after a big sea change in the economy. And there just wasn't disposable income anymore. So it was very difficult.
You've lost me.
I just mansplain my past here?
No, we don't want to hear about your past. We're talking about how excited you are that you have a new job. I know.
Got a job as a manager at a liquor store and just stayed there for like 10 years until... It was just frustrating. I was just frustrated because when I started, I was just a single guy living my life, one spicy Big Crunch combo to the next. When I ended, I was a dad, and, you know, I just kind of grew out of that role. So I moved on to bigger and better things, and now I'm having so much fun all the time. I'm having fun at work.
Tell them what you do.
He
gets to play with walkie-talkies all day.
Yeah, I get to play with walkie-talkies all day.
He plays with walkie-talkies all day, and he goes in, and when after he goes to the back room, his life is walkie-talkies from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, that's my whole life.
And he's like, he loves it.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, who doesn't like walkie-talkies? They're so much fun. And CB radios and everything in between.
Literally as nerdy as you can get.
Just the nerdiest niche job in the world.
He's so happy.
And it's not, like, it pays better than the job that I had previous.
Well, I mean, that's the plus side. I mean, he tries to tell me about some of his work, and I'm like... Blah, 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 yeah. Blah, blah. Oh, you're happy. I'm so happy you're happy, honey.
Yeah, and it's 9 to 5, so...
Oh, yeah, that was the important part.
When the kids are home, I am home. It's great. It really is.
Yeah, like, one of the reasons we didn't podcast for so long is because our schedules never matched up.
Yeah.
So, I mean... You know, we're super happy, though.
Couldn't get it to work, and I was always busy. There were some days where I literally just saw Brady when I was putting him in the car to go to daycare, and that was all I saw of him all that day.
Well, no, sometimes that's all you would see of him, like, all week.
Yeah, and, like, that's not a life. And, you know, I talked to all my patrons at work, and they'd be like, make sure you're there for your kids, because I wasn't there for mine, and I regret it. And, you know... Eventually, I had to make a change. Plus, my work was just becoming annoying. Yeah. They were being frustrating.
But, you know, at least you're not the president of the United States. You wouldn't be able to handle the pressure.
No. And, well, you know, I really feel like that's just senior abuse. Like, I can't wait to see Kamala Harris take over personally. That's about
if Donald Trump wins.
That's about as political as I could get. I just look at his entertainment.
I don't think Donald Trump is going to win.
Oh, man.
He's being indicted.
Yeah. So Donald Trump is...
How are you going to be a president? It's like, I uphold the laws, but also I break them wherever I can. Well, and I'm going to be your president because, hey, guess what? You just found out I'm a criminal.
There's still a good...
Yes, that's who I...
The thing is that it could go either way still. You never know.
When I think of the president, I don't think it's synonymous with criminal activity. Although, to be fair, I feel like all politics are probably wrapped up in some kind of criminal activity.
I feel like there's a lot...
It's hard to trust people nowadays.
There's a lot of those guys that are... they did some shady stuff behind the scenes. You could kind of tell.
Yeah, it sucks.
But
if all our politicians were just honest, that'd be great.
I was going to say, I heard this story about Donald Trump. I guess he's got a gag order going on right now. I don't know all the details, but I think it had something to do with him harassing some people that had to do with his indictment and stuff like that.
Donald Trump harassing people? Oh, what a shock.
So what he's doing right now is he's getting his tweaked out son, Donald Trump Jr., to pretty much convey his message over his podcast. This guy, if you watch his podcast, it's hilarious. It's just, he is so high on something when he's doing his podcast.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it's not like your typical stuff. Like, he is slurring words, and he's talking really fast, and he's doing a mix of both.
Are you sure it's not just like alcohol?
You had to see it to believe it. It's got to be something. I don't know
what he's on. I have no desire to watch Donald Trump's son's podcast.
Wasn't he
crooked too, though?
I heard a story. There was an audio clip of him just a few days ago. He was doing the speech and he's like, yeah, so I was at this place and there was a lot of flies. There was a lot of flies around. And
who is this?
This is Donald Trump.
Oh,
so he's
Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's talking and he's like, there's a lot of flies around. And I asked the people at the resort, I was like, do you have any fly paper? We could put some fly paper up. And they're like, we can't. And I was like, why? You don't have any fly paper? He's like, they don't allow fly paper anymore. And I was like, why? He's like, because it's cruel. It's cruel against the flies. and then he goes, and I'm like, what the hell is happening to this country? I don't know what's happening, Donald Trump, but I thought that was the funniest story in the world for some reason. Because that's exactly cruelty. What you'd say if you were like, what, the cruel against flies?
That's funny.
Like if you think it's cruel to kill flies, then just take a whole bunch of flies as pets. Just leave like a big piece of garbage out and have it just...
I'm worried about...
Have flies.
I mean, the only thing about that is, like, I'm worried about the bat population.
The bat population?
Well, yeah, because the bat population, right? Like, think about what they eat.
Flies?
And mosquitoes and stuff like that, right? But, like, bats are an endangered species.
Well, then I guess we should just let the flies go away. Because then we'll have more bats.
Well, despite big losses to bat populations, not all bats have disappeared. But, like, that's the thing. Like, why are there big losses in the bat population? Like, that's so... I think there was, like, some sort of disease that killed them out or something. But we need bats.
You wouldn't think it by watching a Batman movie. You'd think, like, oh, well, there's all the bats. They're all in the bat cave.
Oh, my God. Evan, it's... That's not real.
No, but that's, you know, what we need is we need Batman in every city. We need some guy to create a bat cave in every city, and he can walk around like a badass in his little bat cave and have bats.
That's not real, Evan.
But if they did that, it would work.
What, put a bat cave in every city?
Yeah, get
and
some...
And populate it with which bats?
Just, you know, get some guy that...
You know, bats are mammals.
Yeah.
Well, they reproduce the way, like... Bats don't have tons of offsprings.
No. Do you think Batman watches bats have sex?
I'm going to pretend you didn't ask that. Okay. That was weird. I'm like talking about serious issue and you're like, that's what pops into your brain.
I was just curious. You know, anyway, back to the Batman. The
Sometimes I would love a roadmap to your brain. Okay. Because I'm like, endangered species. Well, I suppose I can see how you get there. But like, seriously, what a weird thing to think about.
I think, you know, if there was a Batman in every city, just take some guy that just likes Batman way too much, dress him up in a bat suit, tell him you're doing the world a justice, a service of justice, and then just get him to feed the bats all the time. You know, sit down there, put up a bunch of screens, put a keyboard there. What
is he, the lady out of Mary Poppins feeding the birds?
Well, yeah, except he could wear a cool bat cape and a bat cowl and just like talk like this and be like,
I feed the bats a tuppence a bag.
Yeah, you'd be like, go to the pet shop, be like, I need more birdseed.
They don't eat birdseed. What is
this? They just eat flies?
Well, they mostly eat, I believe they're carnivores.
I wonder if Batman ever gets like bored and just throws tinfoil up in the air out to like make the bats come down. It's like, oh, cool. Did you see that one? That's sonar.
Oh, my goodness.
This is so cool.
Bats are really cool. Hey, do me a favor.
What?
Watch a documentary.
I've seen documentaries.
On bats?
Maybe not on bats. Yeah. I've seen documentaries.
Educate yourself.
I like educating myself.
I know. So educate yourself on bats.
Well.
Because they're amazing.
I've seen like all the Batman movies.
All I'm saying is that if Donald Trump wanted to put any kind of effort into the fly population, put your money into bat preservation or...
There you go.
Repopulating the bats.
You know what Donald Trump's real bane is, right? It's sharks. Have you ever heard of that?
But sharks are mostly harmless.
No, I wouldn't say that. Like
sharks. Have you never watched a shark documentary? You really need to watch more animal documentaries.
I see enough horror movies with animals. I've got Jaws, I've got Cujo.
Oh my god.
They're great.
They're not real.
The birds. They're not real.
You know what? We're going to start a segment called Malua's Rant. I know what it's going to be about.
It's probably just going to be about
me. It's going to be about you and all the ways I go WTF. No. Like literally, no, the segment's going to be called WTF. And then we're going to talk about what weird fucking thing you said that day. And I'm going to be like... Seriously, it's like
back to the previous episode.
WTF.
You'll just have to do a rundown of like the previous episode. You could do one of the current episode and be like Jerry Springer at the end of his episode. Mike, Mel's final thought.
No, it's literally going to be WTF because seriously, you're basing it off of films. Films, that's where, and not even documentaries or docuseries, you're basing it off of entertainment and scare factor.
I grew up in the 80s, scare factor was all we had back then.
But it doesn't make it real.
It was real enough for me.
Oh my god, you were 6 years old.
I know, and I was watching like...
Your truth needs some reality.
Well... You know, it was pretty real back when I was a kid.
Come back to the real world over here.
Where sharks are not dangerous? I like my world where you're just safe.
Okay, so this is what I don't understand. Here I'm telling you that the majority of sharks are actually pretty safe. And you're like, I want to be safe in my world. And I'm literally like, but in my world you are safe. And you're like, no, but in my world there's dangerous sharks. How is that synonymous with wanting to be safe? That doesn't make any sense.
Do you want me to go up to a shark and try to like pat it on its ass and see, oh, it turned out it wasn't safe, honey. You know, when it bit me.
It's not going to bite you.
That's what sharks allegedly do. They bite. You know how many teeth sharks have? They've got rows and rows of teeth because they like to bite.
Seriously. It's not a thing.
What? Sharks?
Okay. How many species of sharks... Wait. I didn't spell that right. Species of shark attack or eat humans?
Oh, you know, when it takes her forever. Only
about a dozen of the more than 300 species of sharks have been involved in attacks on humans. Humans are not part of their normal diets. Sharks are opportunistic feeders, but most sharks primarily feed on smaller fish and invertebrates. They don't want you. You do not taste tasty.
Well, I don't want to take that risk. What if you run into number 12? What if you run into number 1? What if you run into all 12 at the same time?
Okay, only a dozen should be considered particularly dangerous when encountered of the over 500 species of sharks found in the world's oceans. 500 species and only 12 of them. You should be like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to go up to that one.
That's like saying, I don't know. Screw it. I don't know. I just don't feel safe messing around with sharks.
Live dangerously, Evan. Live dangerously.
All right, well, that's why they build giant cages that go in water.
Would you do that with me?
What, the water cage?
Yeah.
I don't know, sweetheart. I don't really like getting wet, and I feel like the ocean would be cold, you know. Why is it you won't go camping?
You're in a wetsuit.
I'm still in water.
Yeah, but don't you know the purpose of a wetsuit?
I guess not.
Keeps you warm.
Okay, but I'm still
because you're diving water. Down into the depths of the ocean. So you want to be warm.
That's fair. Like I was going to say, is I don't get, you're like, I will never go camping.
Camping screw, sucks.
Yeah, screw camping. But hey, let's jump in a cage and we're going to sink underwater.
Yeah, because that's a very minimal time experience as opposed to spending the entire night sleeping on the ground. No, thank you.
You know what? I don't ever want to go
out where you could like get bitten for hours and hours unsuspectedly while you're asleep, minding your own business, just trying to get some beauty sleep. And you wake up and you're covered in welts from all the mosquitoes that bit you in the night. Camping is awful.
That does suck. But like,
let
me just say, sweetheart, like, I don't want to go to jail ever. And I also don't want to go to jail where the jail is sinking underwater and there are sharks on the outside of the jail. That doesn't sound like fun. And you pay for that? You pay to go in a boat and like, hey, just throw me in this jail cell and just drop it like I'm fucking Harry Houdini. I don't like that. That doesn't sound like fun to me. Like,
but you can get out of that jail.
I would
after like a very limited amount of time.
Oh, man.
No. And not only that, but we also pay for the prisons.
Yeah, I know. So you pay for all of this.
Yeah, it's like hand your money over for a really cool 10, 20 minute experience, or hand your money over for possibly, you know, 2 to 5.
Can I just hand my money over at the Keg Steakhouse? I like that. That's where I want to hand my money over. Like, you guys are planning.
Oh, so who am I going to go shark diving with?
I just want the shark on my plate. I don't want the shark outside of the cage that I'm in drowning.
You're not drowning.
I could see myself drowning and be like,
wow. You would, maybe from panicking.
I'd be like, what are my options? You
forget to breathe.
Do I want to die in here or die out there? You know what I mean?
You'd forget to breathe and then you'd
I would.
Just, I'm so fucked.
He shit his wetsuit. It could happen.
I could see it happening to you.
Yeah, it would happen to me.
What do you think? My WTF rant.
I think that's a fair rant, but I'm not producing that just yet.
Why? I'm afraid I gotta say about you.
Well, maybe next week we can officially kick off.
No, we can't, but we'll get into that later.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
You know what we should get into now, though?
What?
Evan's rant. You have a great rant tonight, don't you?
Are we gonna really do this?
Yeah.
We're gonna do
always.
This.
Why do you always of course we're gonna do it. You ask me that every single time.
Do you really want me to pull the trigger on this?
If you don't, I'll read your list.
No, don't read my list.
I will read it. I like it. Very well researched.
I guess, yes.
Are we just going to get into it now?
Well, if you give it to me, I can talk about it.
Wow.
But not that I couldn't do the rant, but this one...
further ado...
This one's dear.
This one's close to his heart. This one's
near and dear to me because...
And maybe once you rant on it on the podcast, you will leave it alone. It's like a dead horse.
Well, I can't talk about it afterwards unless I'm just... You know.
Well, without further ado, I give you Evan's Rant.
Welcome to the segment called Evan's Rant. Starring Evan.
Okay. So Mel has a celebrity that she hates. She doesn't ever watch any of this person's movies, and she just goes out of her way to not support this person, which sucks for me because this person makes a bunch of sci-fi movies and some of them are not bad. If you could take this person out of the movie, it wouldn't be that bad of a movie.
This isn't about me though. This is...
So the thing about it is that I've never had a celebrity that I was like, you know what? I could totally get behind not liking this person. I'm pretty easygoing, but I think it's finally come the day where I can say that there's one celebrity that I just despise and I just cannot sign off on anything. I cannot condone this celebrity's buffoonery in any way.
Buffoonery?
Yeah.
That's the term you're going with?
Yes.
Okay.
And that celebrity is Jada Pinkett Smith, the wife of Will Smith, you know, the guy from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the guy we all grew up watching because we loved him, you know. He had Men in Black. He had Independence Day. Anything that this guy put out, we just loved. He was great. And like, we love supporting this guy. He was funny. He was an action star. He was just charisma, but he was still a good guy. You always looked at this guy and you're like, man, this guy's a good guy. You know, he didn't really swear that much. He wasn't too aggressive. He was very PG-13, but he was still fun. You know, unfortunately, at some point he got married to Jada Pinkett. And, you know, I remember Jada Pinkett back in the day. I used to watch like Demon Knight, and even like recently, the first season of Gotham, she was on there. And at the time, I really didn't have much of an opinion of Jada Pinkett. But then again, like, we didn't really get to know the Jada Pinkett back then that we know now. The one that just absolutely has to have some hand in the spotlight. She's got to be doing something. She just has to cling to her celebrity status.
The thing is like, being married to Will Smith, who was doing very well, I felt was enough of a celebrity status.
Well, that's great. Like, you know, there's always those awesome celebrity couples. Like, for instance, Ryan Reynolds and what's her name? You know,
Blake Lively.
You know, Blake Lively, she still has a career, but she's a great mother. And, you know, it kind of looks like she's just there to support Ryan Reynolds, who's going full steam ahead right now.
I feel like it's more of a partnership.
It's a partnership.
But
you know?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
No, Jada Pinkett Smith, it's kind of like a parasitic relationship. Because, you know, you take Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds and you separate them, you know, maybe Blake Lively isn't as well known as Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know, she's pretty well known but in her own right.
Yeah, she could
Gossip Girl.
She could, well, there you go. She could maintain a career, you know. Ryan Reynolds can maintain a career. But Jada Pinkett, she just, it's all about her family. It's all about, I'm the wife of Will Smith. And I'm
seems to be what she's built her identity around.
I'm the mother of Will Smith's children. And, you know, it would be fine if she was supportive of Will Smith. And in the public eye, we saw that. But that's just not how it is. It's just...
Well, okay. That's not how you speculate it to be.
That's not how I see it. And...
Based off of
a lot of criteria.
See, Evan gets really deep into celebrities' personal lives, and I'm just so the opposite. I'm like, leave him alone.
Except for Tom Cruise. You know, she'll make that one caveat that she has to say, screw that guy, and this is why. And it has nothing to do with his movies or his acting. It's all about his personal life. So,
yeah, but that's because...
So I've chosen, this is my Tom Cruise. And like, back when she was, back the first time I heard about her being a little dramatic was, I think it was like Will Smith had went to Willow and just said, you know, Mom cried for 45 days straight. Mom cried for 45
Who's
days
Willow?
Straight. Willow is Will Smith's daughter.
Oh.
And so, you know, we're like, oh man. She's got some issues going on. Maybe her marriage is kind of on the rocks, or maybe she's just going through depression or something like that. Definitely something you should talk to somebody about. And you know, at the time, and even now, you know, that's just, it is what it is. But it seemed like it was the beginning of something when you put it with everything else that happened. You know, after that, she started her TV show podcast on the internet, which was called Red Table Talk. And it seems like she always involved family members, you know, and it was all about family. She has Will Smith on there. She has the kids. She has other relatives. And it was just her talking about life, kind of like what we're doing here, except you don't see me crapping all over Mel and trying to suck the life out of her career. Be like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, the first thing we heard about that got dramatic was she let Will Smith know on her podcast. She invites her husband on her podcast and says, hey, by the way, I slept with one of our son's best friends. We had an entanglement. That's what she referred to. And, you know, he's like, what? Entanglement? Like, Jesus Christ. You can't just say, hey, I cheated. I cheated on you. You know, she has to come up with some stupid euphemism to lightly explain to her man that she was a piece of crap. So, yeah, she had an entanglement with this guy whose name is August Alsina. He's a young R&B singer. Like, I don't know. I guess he thought he could garner some clout.
Wait, you're telling me that the guy that she had her affair with was her son's friend?
Yeah, her son's friend. Her son.
That's kind of slimy.
Yeah, her son's doing music.
Wait, how old was the kid?
Like, he's in his early 20s.
Oh, okay, so he was an adult. Like, man, she's really,
She's flying pretty close, sir.
Flying close to the sun there, lady.
Yeah. She'll, like, best thing in the world for her. She goes to Will Smith on Red Table Talk, and she's talking about how it was a healing experience, and she did a ton of healing by...
What, through sleeping with someone else? By sleeping with
her, you know what?
Oh my god.
What the hell? If, like...
Well, if it's so healing, I guess I'll see you later, Evan.
What kind of a person goes to their spouse and goes, yeah, you know what? What do you
Evan,
think?
Evan, I would like my own healing experience,
oh, I
please.
Can imagine. Well, you know, Brady's friends are too young right now. You're going to have to wait a couple of years to get your healing on. Just saying. But, like, to say
well,
this...
No. We're going to... No, I'm just... Okay, if I'm going to heal, I would like to heal with someone older than myself, please.
Okay. You redact that statement.
Find some healing.
I feel like I'm gonna be doing some audio editing later. So yeah, that's the thing is like, man, how do you go to one of the biggest superstars of the 90s and tell him that you slept with a 20-year-old that just happens to be his son's best friend and that it was a healing experience and that you feel better about it?
Evan, I had an affair with a young 20-year-old and it was a healing experience.
Yeah, well, I feel so good for you. I'm so happy for you. I'm so
glad. I knew
you'd
understand.
Man, oh man. If that happened to me, that kid would be doing some fucking healing. That's what he'd be doing. Like, okay, and another thing, here's another cherry on the ice cream. Okay. So here's another cherry on the shit cake. So the next week, this R&B singer August Alsina comes out with a song on Spotify called Entanglements.
Oh, that's greasy.
What in the actual F?
That's greasy.
And like, gross. It happened so fast. And
Evan,
it wasn't terrible. I'm thinking maybe he went to her or she went to him ahead of time and said, I'm going to tell him that we had an entanglement.
How's it go? We had an entanglement.
I don't know. Someone wrote a song.
I was sleeping with someone I never should have slept with. It was Will Smith's wife.
So, okay, so is that how the entanglement
song goes?
Let's do the clout garnering breakdown. Okay, so...
Wait, well, are we still... Oh.
We have Will Smith's career, and we have the clout goblin, Jada Pinkett, garnering clout off of Will Smith's career.
Clout goblin.
Draining his stock his cultural stock. And then we have August Alsina, who's literally garnering clout off of her, and also kind of him at the same way, trying to further his career with the Entanglement song, which is probably the only song that I can't remember any other songs from him. Oh man, it's just, so we're moving on, and let's talk about Tupac Shakur.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so Tupac Shakur met what's her nuts, Jada Pinkett, back when they were both living in Baltimore, and they were at some kind of school together for fine arts, and they started dating. And, you know,
I promise I'm listening.
She loves the shit out of Tupac, especially since he's dead.
Tupac is dead.
She likes to remind Will Smith all the goddamn time about how awesome Tupac was.
Allegedly.
Will Smith was afraid of Tupac. Tupac actually said that he wanted to beat the crap out of Will Smith. And that's the thing that drives me up the wall. She keeps...
Okay, but how do you know that she constantly brings up to Will Smith that Tupac was the love of her life?
Because she actually said that he was her soulmate.
Okay, but that doesn't mean she's constantly... Like, let me play devil's advocate here on her behalf, even though... Clearly, she sounds pretty garbage-ish to me. But, like, we don't know that she constantly brings that up to him.
She says that she talks about it all the time. It's in her book.
Okay, so, like, we're just speculating that she brings it up all the time, right?
No, she brings it up all the time. That, like, I've heard it multiple times from multiple sources. She loves talking about Tupac, and... I wouldn't know things like the fact that to there's a video of her and Tupac.
I mean, like, if dancing. She really feels though that Tupac was the love of her life, I mean, I kind of get that. Like, it's probably a big hit when somebody like that dies.
It's just like, of course she's gonna say, "Hey, I knew the most popular rapper to ever live, and that we were really close." Like, yeah, they were together, but for some reason she just keeps reminding Will Smith about how Tupac was the best and nobody beats him. And Will Smith's got his own rap career, and you know, I'm sure that he doesn't appreciate being compared to Tupac all the freaking time, you know. So finally, we're gonna get to the infamous Oscar slap. Everybody knows about what happened with the Oscar slap.
But I still don't get it.
What, the Oscar slap?
No, I still, like, you don't want to bring up the last bit, and like, that kind of ties into all my questions.
What, the Tupac thing?
No, the divorce thing. Well, here's the thing. The Oscar slap, right? That happened last year, correct?
So, what happened? Chris Rock made a joke at the expense of Jada Pinkett. It was a hair joke. Alopecia. We all know about alopecia. But the point is that Will Smith thought that that joke was hilarious. He really did. If you see him, he is laughing his freaking ass off. He's like, "I gotcha." And then he looks back at her and she gives him that look like, "Well, aren't you gonna do anything?" And he looks back and he's like, "Shit, I have to do something." He decides to pretty much get up and just pretty much cripple his career, you know, for defending the honor of this woman who does everything to like destroy his honor. It's the most messed up thing. You know, the one thing I was questioning is why didn't he just get up and slap August Alsina at some point when all that stuff was going on? Why does he have to be a big man to Chris Rock? Yeah, in the heat of the moment. But nothing ever came out of Will Smith and August Alsina. It's like it was a non-issue.
That's weird though.
Yeah, you'd think that he would have something to say outside of like the Red Table Talk, where it's completely like in the realm of Jada Pinkett, you know. He's not gonna tell her she's a bitch on her own show. You know, maybe I would tell her she's a bitch on her own show, but he's not.
You would get up and walk away. You're so salty and you have no chill. Man,
I would probably pick that damn table up and smash it. I'd be like, screw this show. I know, this show's canceled.
You have like zero chill.
No, I would. Well, you just told me she just told me that she slept with my son's best friend.
I know, and he handled it pretty well.
And like, oh man.
I mean, probably serious therapy after that. But
you know, that's just the dumbest thing in the world.
This rant is going on and on and on.
It's a long rant.
Your music's gonna run out long before this rant is going.
I kind of just looped the music.
These poor listeners.
So anyway, back to Tupac. Turns out that there's this new book that came out, and in the book, Jada Pinkett says that, Tupac would have been friends with Will Smith, I guess.
I thought Tupac hated Will Smith.
Exactly. Tupac hated Will Smith. He wanted to beat Will Smith.
Why would he be friends with him? That's weird.
Well, that's a thing. According to this new book that's been released, funny how history has suddenly changed. And we all heard about all that stuff that Jada Pinkett had said previously, so I don't know why she's saying this now. And oh yeah, another thing that she says in the book is that Will Smith pretty much just decided to get up and slap Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Oh, that was all him. Hey.
Yeah, she had nothing to do with any of that. It just happened, and she didn't even realize it happened. It just happened.
Hmm.
And she was like, "So crazy! I can't believe you slapped him. Why'd you slap him? He didn't have to slap him." So that's what's in her book. And, oh yeah, the best thing, the thing that you were waiting for, sweetheart.
Finally.
So we can talk about it. We can talk about how she claims that she's been divorced since 2016.
Okay, now I have all my questions. First of all, if she's been divorced since 2016, why the hell would he go to bat for her at the Oscars?
That's a good question.
Right?
According to her book, she's been divorced since 2016. Why would he go to bat for her?
And like, why would he keep going through like all this stuff and ruin his career for someone he's divorced?
That's a good question.
So like, is that even true?
That's the question that I'm trying to pose. Think about the Will Smith meme where he's looking at someone and he's been crying. Crying Will Smith?
Yeah.
That was way after 2016.
Well, yeah.
If you were divorced from... You're divorced from somebody... And you tell them that you had sex after you got divorced. Are they going to respond like that?
They don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me, they don't care. Being separated as I am, trust me.
And also...
We don't care.
The Red Table Talk, bad marriage for life. There's so many reasons to believe that they were married and that this 2016 thing is just a bunch of bullshit.
Maybe it's just what she wants to use when she goes after him for spousal support.
Well, the thing is...
But that's the thing. Why would she claim they're divorced already?
Because
that's
then
weird.
She retcons history. All of a sudden, she didn't cheat on him.
That's weird.
She didn't do all those shitty things, you know? She's just trying to paint herself...
In a better light.
So that she can just be the hero. Because all she wants to be. She just wants to be looked up to. Like she's some kind of big hero in life. And, you know, at the expense of Will Smith's career, you know, this guy that I grew up idolizing, I don't ever want to watch another Will Smith movie. I think I'm good. If another iRobot comes out or another Independence Day with him in it.
I don't know. He's a very good actor.
He is a good actor, but I'm done. I don't care. Because I'm not invested in this guy. Just like a lot of people aren't invested in Amber Heard anymore, I just don't want to go and see this guy in the theater. I'm not going to pay money to go see this guy tell a story.
That's fair.
And another thing I'd like to talk
goodness.
About.
Oh my goodness, we're not done this rant?
No, this is the
this
last
is
thing.
Like a 30-minute rant.
This is the last thing, I swear to God. And then we can end this, put a button in this.
Oh God, I hope for years.
Okay, so she has done everything she can to garner clout off of Will Smith. She's drained him. She's squeezed him like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
She just came out with a book that tells her story. So what's next?
The movie of Jada Pinkett Smith.
No. You know what I think comes out next? And this is going to be the fun stuff.
An audiobook?
No, that's out.
Oh.
You can get that. By the way, don't get that. Please don't get that.
I won't get it.
So
you will not open your Audible one day and be like,
thank God, because I won't try to.
I
got to delete that if I see it. So... Anyway, the one thing I think that she's going to bring up is the alleged weird sex stuff that they do on the side. I've heard
we have to stay out
sources,
of people's intimate lives.
No, we have to discuss
this. That's so rude. Dude.
So I've heard that they like to get down there into some like poly stuff or something like that. One time between 1999 and 2001.
That's a very long timeline.
Yeah. Well, 2 years. 2 year gap. Sometime around there, Will Smith and Jada Smith tried to have a three-way with J-Lo. And it was squashed by Puffy. Because Puffy and J-Lo were dating. And they were at a party. And Puffy got the...
This is gossip.
Oh, this is hearsay, but I've heard this. Puffy got the distinct impression that Will Smith and Jada were making a move on J-Lo.
Well, yeah, because J-Lo. J-Lo's hot.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Of course he'd make a move on... I'd almost be... If I were J-Lo, I'd almost be insulted if people didn't want to have a threesome with me.
I guess, but, you know, that's pretty forward. But like, hey, we're all celebrities. You want to have sex with the two of us over here?
We are above this, sir.
You know what?
That is awesome.
We're talking about Jada Pinkett. I'm not above anything right now. This is my rant. I like it. I believe in this rant.
Uh-huh.
And there's probably going to be tons of shit that I have to cut out of this thing for legal reasons. But I swear to God, this is how I feel. I would let you bitch about Tom Cruise. Oh, by the way.
I don't bitch about Tom Cruise.
Both allegedly involved in Scientology.
Who?
In some form or another. I don't think that Jada Pinkett and Will Smith are Scientologists, but they've played around with that church. They know a couple people. Just saying.
I think a lot of people probably know some Scientologists.
I don't know any.
You know the beauty of living in North America?
What?
The freedom to practice your own religion.
Yeah, but is Scientology really even a real religion?
I'm not even getting into that topic.
Oh yeah, that's a rant for another day.
That's not going to be a rant.
You don't like that rant?
No.
This has been another episode of the segment, Evan's Rant.
Oh man, I'll get...
You know what we can talk about?
Okay, what are we talking about?
We recorded our Halloween episode.
That's true.
We did. We pre-recorded it because, well, we need something fun for Halloween.
Yeah.
Also, we have guest speakers on that podcast.
That is true.
On that episode,
I suppose. It was the first time we've ever tried to do like guest speakers.
Ooh, and we had a learning experience.
Yeah, that's what I would describe it as, was a learning experience. And
we need more mics.
Yeah. And
we're like, oh man, we thought we could like double up and it'd be fine. And we're like, oh no, this is not going to work as well as we wanted it to.
Yeah. And it's a challenge because you got to like to make sure that everybody's kind of even Steven in the podcast. You kind of got to do a lot of editing. And
goodness.
I got to go under an hour.
Like, we don't have tons. It's a good size space.
Yeah.
Really?
It's true. And Johnny.
But like.
Johnny's so funny.
Okay, you can't keep that in there. We have to wait for the names until we drop the episode.
Okay, well, some of the people that were on the podcast were hilarious.
Yeah, we'll see how it all plays out. And like, I'm really excited to drop it, and Evan's gonna do some fun kind of Halloween stuff and
I'll try to make sure it's a fun podcast.
Yeah.
It is like the raw audio is like 2.5 hours.
Oh yes.
We gotta get it down to like an hour.
Or last, like 50 minutes.
We're going to be cutting this thing.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be. To be fair, like the first 15 minutes is nothing but dead air.
Sometimes we're just talking and we're not really.
Yeah.
You know.
So we'll figure it out. Yeah. But I'm really excited to release it. You know, that'll be good. So.
Yeah. We'll have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm excited to release that one. I think the other thing is, we are finding that releasing episodes on Friday is a little challenging. So we are going to be releasing them on, or what did I say, Friday?
Yeah, well,
yeah, we're going to start releasing
Friday night, but if we have
I think we're just going to
release it.
At this point, we're just going to release them on Saturday.
Well, regardless, like, I end up releasing it on Saturday morning as it is. Like,
well, last time it was Saturday afternoon, but it takes a lot more pressure off of us if we release it on Saturday just because we have that extra night
to
edit.
Yeah, I got to work on Friday, so.
Yeah,
you know,
unfortunately, this does not pay the bills. Yeah, so,
not now,
not yet.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, probably not. But
yeah,
we'd have to be far more dedicated to it than this. But
yeah.
You know, change is slowly coming around, and just trying to figure out what works for us. So, if you've been waiting for them to come out on Friday, we apologize. Like I said, releases are going to be on Saturday now.
If you're getting upset, though, that we're not releasing on Friday, thank you. We appreciate you.
Because that's cool.
That means you give a shit about us.
Yeah, no, Saturday's just easier for us, so. And then, you know, I mean, like always, just follow us on our socials. We have TikTok, we have Instagram, we have Facebook, we have YouTube. What else do we have? We release this particular one on Spotify. So, and then it gets just distributed to Apple, Google. There's a ton of them that apparently they just automatically upload to. So, maybe, I mean, that's amazing.
Maybe I should start submitting them to YouTube and, like, Rumble.
Yeah, we're eventually going to be putting, like, a lot of our videos on YouTube. But I want, you know, a good few of them to, like, post of episodes and of, you know, kind of promos that we've done, things like that. You know, I try and put them all together. Our TikTok following is, we need more followers. We can't go live with you guys until we get 1,000 followers. So please share and, you know, follow us, because sometimes we can be funny.
Yeah, sometimes.
So, but anyways, yeah, just like I said, follow our socials, and we, as soon as we can go live, we will start definitely going live.
Yeah, I'll do something fun. I don't know what. Maybe we'll...
Oh, yeah. If we get 1,000 likes...
We'll dress up in, like...
Oh, well, we're in Canada. We could... By the time we get 1,000 likes, there's going to be snow on the ground.
That's true.
We could... Oh, if we get 1,000 likes, we will go live and do...
How about we do an episode in an igloo and just say this is our place for the Americans?
Because we... Where are we going to get an igloo? You going to build one?
Well, yeah. That's what you do. You make an igloo.
You have fun making your igloo. I'm going to bed.
Okay.
But thank you for your rant tonight.
Anytime.
So much about Jada Pinkett Smith that I never needed to know. But anyways, I hope you got that out of your system now.
I feel like I got most of it out of my system. At least part one.
Good night, Evan.
All right.
Have
good
a great night.
Night.
Good night,
Mel.
Listeners.
Good
Have
night,
a
guys.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Part one.